Welcome, everyone, to the first episode of Smoke, Joke, and Broke. I'm Jake Russell, and I'm here with my best friend, Brandon.
How you doing?
All right, Brandon, this is the first podcast. How are we feeling?
It's pretty unique.
It is. It's definitely... I mean, we've tried before. We've tried before, and not seriously. Nothing. Nothing as major as this. I'm feeling good. I'm excited about this.
I am too. Even with this new Mountain Dew
This new Mountain Dew is definitely interesting. We will get to that. Should we introduce ourselves?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, co-host.
Co-host, go ahead.
Yeah, of course. You want me to go? Okay. All right. So I am your host, Jake Pins Russell. I am excited to start doing this podcast. I've been wanting to do it for a couple of years. This is Smoke, Joke, and Broke. We are smoking hookah.
Hookah.
Promise you. We are going to be making some jokes.
Joking around.
And we are broke. On the come up, though. Broken. You know? We're broken.
We're broke. And we're broken.
Everyone's broken.
Everybody is broken.
No one is not broken.
They act like they're not.
they cover themselves up. They cover their bullet wounds with tape.
For sure.
They definitely. That's what they do.
Skin colored tape.
With some Band-Aids, and it's that easy for them. But yeah. So that's me. Excited to do this. I'm 21.
Me too.
Go to OU, Ohio University. All my Bobcats out there. OU. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, Brandon, you want to take it away?
Yeah, I've been to OU. I don't go there, but I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there.
That'll be another talk for another time.
That will definitely be a topic of our past encounters in OU together. There's a few of them. Some I'm not proud to talk about with you.
Some I am.
Yeah.
Anyway. My name is Brandon Rivera, and I don't go to OU. I make music. And on the come up, as Mr. Russell said.
Definitely on the come up. We do have other friends who possibly will be joining the podcast. We'll introduce them as, you know, we get along to it. So basically what this podcast is going to do, we're just going to chill. We're going to talk, and we're going to smoke some hookah, and we're gonna maybe play some cards. Got the cards right here.
Dumb.
And just kind of talk about the world right now.
The world is getting crazy, sir.
The world seems to get crazier and crazier the longer we live in it. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, it's definitely a fucked up place.
Everything
right now
was so nice when I was a kid.
Yeah, I think it's crazy how you get to an age and you're just like, oh man.
It's like, I wish I was riding my bike on the sidewalk again.
Dude, there were kids riding their bicycles, and I was like, man, I remember when I used to fucking ride a bicycle all the time.
But nobody was outside, like, 2018, 2019?
No.
Because I used to, I was in a Lowe's truck.
Yeah.
We'd ride around, and I'd never see kids play outside.
Yeah.
Now that COVID happened,
everybody's been riding bikes
all the time.
The crazy thing is, I work at Target for the viewers out there, and the bikes have been, like, top sellers. We get sold out all the time. Now we're starting to get more, you know, everyone who got them, who wanted them, got them already. But yeah, that was a big thing, a hot commodity right there. And the thing is, the
ATVs are true.
Yeah. And the thing is, they get sent to us, you know, not built. So we have to wait to build them. We can't sell them unless they're built.
Right, they're not like tractors.
Yeah.
Tractors come in like, in pieces, and you gotta put them together.
Yeah, it's definitely.
I learned a lot over there, to be honest.
Huh?
I learned a lot over there at Lowe's from retail and all that.
You and your secondary store? Secondary store. Alright, what are we playing? You wanna play some blackjack?
Yeah.
You want me to be the dealer? I'll be the dealer. Mm-hmm. That works. Alright, you ready? You wanna cut the deck real quick for me?
We'll cut the deck.
Alright. So, yeah, we're just going to talk about some topics. We got a lot of different, you know, discussions we could talk about and stuff like that. So, we're going to dive right in. We're going to talk about some sports in the COVID world right now. So, a big thing right now, I don't know if you saw this today, but Mike Clevenger was caught lying about going out in Chicago they were in Chicago, the Cleveland Indians were, this weekend.
Yeah.
And he went out, and he didn't tell them, and he got on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big thing because they made an agreement not to go out, and that he violated the whole team's trust. What are you going to do on that right there?
He did. I'm going to hold it.
You'll hold?
Yes.
All right. 16. Ooh. Sorry, sir. You lost.
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, I also seen you see Giannis headbutted somebody
today. Oh, dude, that was the funniest shit. That was so funny. Let me tell you. The thing is, you don't see him usually react like that. So
no,
seeing
someone
him
must have
that,
made him really mad.
Yes.
We didn't watch the game.
No, we just saw that fucking moment where he headbutted, I think it was Mo Wagner for the fucking Wizards.
Quiet. That's
why. He's white, so.
Yeah. That's
okay. White people.
Hey, I'm white.
So am I. It's okay. Before we go any further, I just want to say justice for Breonna Taylor. If anyone listens to this,
word
I want
up,
that to be
up.
Known. Definitely don't support that at all. That was an unjust killing, and the cops need to be arrested. Those four officers need to be jailed. Also, end child trafficking. You know what? Let's just go down a list of all the fucking shit that needs to end in this world.
I love you, Jake.
I love you too, buddy. Let's play Go Fish, because that's a an easier one than...
Because you're losing.
I won. I don't know what you're talking about.
Go Fish.
How many you got? Five?
Five.
Five, six. All right. But yeah, so I mean, it's definitely an interesting world right now. And,
bro, I be forgetting my mask going into the store.
Dude, I forget my mask all the time.
And I'm like, I need to just tie one to my wrist. So it doesn't go nowhere.
Just have one built in.
Or, like, you know those pool chains where you pull and it retracts?
Yeah.
I need one of those. Go ahead, what you need, sir? You go first.
Got any queens?
Oh, I got, hold on, I got pairs.
Oh, go ahead.
I forgot how to play Go Fish or...
Oh, dang, that's what I was going to ask you for next.
Yeah, too bad, son. Kings are out.
You got queens?
Go fishing.
You're up, buddy.
What else happened in this? What happened to baseball?
I mean, not a lot's happened so far. There was a big thing. There was a big thing between the Astros and the Athletics the other day.
Got any twos?
No, sir. Go fish. And oh, you're allowed to do it? Are we playing like that?
I don't know. I forgot how to play Go Fish.
I thought you weren't allowed to play like that.
I had to wait until my turn?
You have to wait. Well, you have to wait until...
I get another king.
You get another king.
Oh, I thought you just added them as you went.
But thanks. Can I have a king, please? Thank you.
Yeah. That's the only reason.
Do you have a 10?
No. Go Fish.
Oh, fish my wish.
Fish my
that means
wish.
I go again. 7?
Yes, sir. Uno.
You have a queen?
Nope. A two?
No, sir. And, so that was a big thing. The bench is cleared. And,
the Astros?
Yeah. Well, the thing was, the guy got hit, the Athletics guy, and he and the pitcher were drawing at each other, but nobody left the bullpen, or the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets down to first base, and the hitting coach for the Astros said something to him, and he charged the dugout.
Oh, he must have said something bad then.
He said the guy who got hit said the guy said something about his mother. So, as I know about you,
I respect it.
We don't like that. You got any tens?
Nope. You asked me that twice.
Well, I asked you and I got it the one time. Yeah, buddy.
55s.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Go fish.
I just start looking.
You got any jacks?
Yes, sir.
Got any queens?
Nope, that's the third time you asked me. That's crazy, though.
That is crazy.
You must have said something crazy.
No, you had to have, because there's no way, bro. No one charges a dugout like that unless you say some shit that you deserve to get hit for, you know?
You got any aces?
No, sir. You got any jacks?
No. You just asked me for my jack.
I know, and I got it.
So I don't have any more?
I don't know. I have to ask.
My turn?
Yeah.
You got any nates?
No, sir. Got any fours?
Nope. Go, please.
It's a good game right now.
You got any nines?
No, sir.
Five.
You have any sevens?
No, sir. Bro, this hookah actually hits pretty good.
It does. You're up.
Oh, Jake, you don't have anything I want. Do you have any... Do you have any eights?
No, sir.
Damn.
Do you have any nines?
Yeah. Darnell.
Darnell? Do you have any... queens?
Damn, bro. You're getting me for all I got.
I have any tens.
Nope. Go fish.
Fish my wish. Oh.
Oh my God.
Got any sevens?
Go fish. Got any sixes?
No, sir.
Go fish.
Got any aces?
No, sir.
Yep. This is going to be a fun podcast. People are just going to hear us playing go fish and fucking smoking a hookah.
Have you ever smoked a hookah before?
Yeah, one time. It's been a while, though. You good there, buddy?
I like them, but yeah. Do you have any jacks? My God, thank you, sir.
Got you.
You have any eights?
Woo! Got me on back-to-back ones here.
Playing them out. Does that mean you get my wish?
No, that means sixes? You go again. No. Got any fours?
Nope. Got any sevens?
Damn. Yeah.
Hey, son. Coming back on them. Got any sixes?
Nope. Got any threes?
Nope. Got any queens?
Mother, I just picked it up. What the fuck? Oh,
man. Got any fives?
Nope. Got any aces?
Nope. Got any fives?
Nope. Got any threes? Got any aces?
Nope. Got any fives?
Nope.
Don't be lying.
Got any threes?
Nope.
Oh, you're out? Okay, how many spares you got?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I got 11.
Man, I'm never playing golf for shit.
Why? How did I cheat?
You cheat.
How did I cheat?
It's right.
Yeah, you know I didn't cheat, rich ass. Motherfucker. So anyway, I have a real gambling problem.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you
When did this start? When you turned 21?
I mean, not really, not necessarily. I did get taken to the casino... 2 months after my 21st, and it was good. I didn't win anything, but it was a fun time. It wasn't my money to play with, so my dad gave me some money. But
Always the best.
Oh yeah, when it's not your money,
other people's money, OPM.
But
it's the best spending the money.
Yes, sir. And but then me and you went when I came back from school. And that kind of sparked it. It's there.
And then we went because it was my birthday.
We went, and then it was closed for a while because of COVID. And then it opened back up, and me and you were like, we got to go.
Right. Yeah, and I got those codes in the mail. So it gets like 10 points.
We got free play, yeah.
Free play. I want to go to the Horsino.
I want to go to the Roxino.
Those horses are crazy.
The Hard Rock Roxino.
What's that?
That's a... Northfield Park. It's right next to... We went there before. Because back when the...
We went there for the
legal horses. Age was, for the horses was 18.
It was 18. It's still 18.
I don't think so. I think it'll have to... I don't know. That's weird. I can't go buy cigarettes at 18, but I can go bet on some horses because that makes...
That's what you're
I can bet on horses, but I can't play a table game. That's what I'm so confused about. It's real confusing.
I don't know. Some kids are really good at poker and table games. I played against this one kid whose parents, like, teach him. Or, sorry, taught him. Wow. Here goes my Brookside English.
Yeah.
Shout out Miss Ryan.
I mean, I had Miss Brian and Miss Brian. I had Miss Ryan, and my English is pretty good.
Actually, I had Matthew Medicus.
I saw him at the fucking store, I swear.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, he's been in
high. Everyone, I just want to let you know, I had a Matthew Medicus sighting.
Thank you. It's kind of like a UFO.
Oh, dude, it really is. It's really something.
He was our English teacher.
I never had him. I personally never had him.
I had him when he was here. He helped the dumb kids. Who couldn't read or spell.
That's okay, buddy.
Yeah. It
happens.
But
you're either really good or you're really bad.
Yeah. But he was a musician and he rapped. He's pretty good.
Dude, I remember when his rap leaked and he got so angry that everyone found out about it.
I would have got angry.
Do you remember Mr. Weidemeyer? In Rebirth.
Yeah, Chris made that.
Things get down, you look for Rebirth. No, thank you, sir. And, yeah, that was a great thing.
Chris remixed it.
Dude, that man Chris. We ain't even gonna get on that topic. I'm mad for you, bro. Because you ain't deserved, my man. My man is in the lockdown mode because some bullshit. But it's alright.
It's all good. It'll end well.
But anyway.
Stop going to the casino, motherfucker.
I can't. It's addicting.
Yeah, especially when four other of your friends all hate us go to the casino.
Yeah, it sucks because everyone wants to go and then I'm like, fuck it, I'll go. And then I fucking lost $300 the last time I went.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I lost $300, Matt.
That's why you lost $300.
No, he told me to stop and I didn't listen to him.
You didn't listen?
No.
Why?
So I had $300. I used $200 at the table. Went up to $500 and then lost it all. And then I got the other $100. Won back up to $500. And then lost it all.
Oh my gosh.
Craziest thing. I get down to my last $100 after going back up $500. And I put my chips in to bet. And I put $100 on one hand. And the dealer thinks that I'm just trying to cash them in for one $100 chip. And I said, no, that's my bet. And she goes, oh.
Oh.
And at that moment, I knew I fucked up. And I was like, oh, great. And I lost it. And I was like, well, that's my night right there.
So you were playing what?
Blackjack.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I was feeling like a king. Let me tell you. And you don't listen. You win your money faster than you lose. Or no. You lose your money faster than you win your money. Because when I was winning money, it was slow. And it was, like, paced. And then when I was losing money, it happened all of a sudden. And I was like, where the fuck did all my money go? It was horrible.
Yeah, it's usually how it goes, bro.
I need someone with a smart mind to tell me to actually stop.
Matt told you to stop.
There's differences, though.
You need the smart mind.
You're right. And the thing is, I'm a pretty smart guy. Like, Brandon, you know I'm a smart person.
You are
smart. But I don't know when to quit. I feel like Alexander Hamilton.
I listened to the first one.
I love the whole musical, let me tell you.
My mom loves it.
It has changed my life. Right. And the thing about it is, you can't trust, like, because Aaron Burr is technically the main...
Burr, sir.
Pardon me, see, are you Aaron Burr, sir? That depends, who's asking? Oh, well, sure. Sir, I'm Alexander Hamilton. I'm at your service, sir. I have been looking for you. I'm getting nervous, sir. I saw this meme and it said, this is what America would look like if Aaron Burr didn't rhyme with sir. And it was like the Capitol building on fire. And I was like, yeah, that's accurate. For real. But it's crazy because I didn't really know a lot about Hamilton until I watched that musical. And I had heard the first song, Alexander Hamilton, which is the first song in the musical. And I had heard it, and I loved it. But I had never listened to the rest of the soundtrack at all.
So you just heard the first song?
Basically. I heard the first song, and I was like, okay, I want to see this.
That's always like, Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, it's the first song that introduces him. And it basically is a precursor to what happens. And so... I heard it, and I was like, okay, I really want to see this musical. Well, then COVID hit, and they announced that they were going to release it early, because it wasn't supposed to come out till next year. So they said they were going to release it early. Since COVID happened, we're going to give it to you guys early. So I was like excited. I was so pumped. And I watched it with Haley and her brother and sister, and that was a mistake, because they all didn't want to watch it. And I was the only person who genuinely wanted to watch it. Yes, I was excited.
Why did they want to watch it?
Haley was kind of like, eh. You know, I kind of felt like she didn't want to watch it because she was kind of bored. Mm. Me, personally, I wasn't really bored. I was, like, entertained by it. It was interesting. And the way I was told to watch it for the first time was to watch it like you're actually at the show on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And that's how I wanted to watch it. So we got to the second act.
Did you tell them that?
No.
You should have told them that.
So we got to the second act, and I felt like they all wanted to do something else. And so I was like, you guys, we don't have to finish watching it. Like, if you guys really don't want to watch it, we can turn it off and whatever. And no, we watched the whole thing through, and it's really interesting.
So you watched the whole thing through.
True. I don't know if they actually paid attention. But, there's a part at the end which is very controversial. I don't know if you've heard about it. There's a moment where Alexander Hamilton's wife, Eliza, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen it, she has this moment where she steps in front of the audience, all the rest of the cast is behind her, and she gasps. She, like, screams, and she's like, like, and there's a lot of debate as to what that means, because there's no context behind it. It's basically the Hamilton, the actor who plays Hamilton, right, steps behind her and then grabs her hand and then walks her to the front of the stage and she gasps. And so there's a lot of different interpretations about it. That some people believe that that's Hamilton taking her and showing her and then breaking the fourth wall and showing her the audience and realizing that her story got told and that it's still being told to all the audience members, whoever comes and sees it. There's another one that when the Hamilton character comes around, it actually turns into Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is the creator of Hamilton, the musical, and he is showing Eliza that, hey, I'm telling your story. Your story is getting told. I'm making sure it gets told. And that's her realizing that he really is telling her story. Mm-hmm. And then some people believe it's her seeing Hamilton in the afterlife and realizing she's finally passed on and whatever. There's a lot of different interpretations. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I never really watched it fully through Halloween. Just to the first episode.
It's definitely interesting. And it takes a lot of liberties historically. With different things that happened, because I mean, obviously it's not going to tell everything, but
know everything.
True. But the singing is amazing. The music, the soundtrack is probably my favorite soundtrack to anything.
Like musical wise?
Musical wise. Yeah. It's just insane.
Yeah, I definitely gotta watch it.
Yeah. I highly recommend the song Wait For It by Leslie Odom Jr. He's a fantastic singer.
So the actors are the singers?
Yes.
The singer-actors?
So, Leslie Odom Jr. plays Aaron Burr in the musical. Okay. Which is Hamilton's rival.
Lodge.
Hmm?
Lodge.
Lodge?
Lodge. Log.
What?
Never mind.
What are you talking about?
Lodge. Larry Odom Jr.
It's Leslie Odom Jr.
But I still gotta watch it.
You do. It's definitely something to watch. It's a masterpiece, to be honest.
What's another one? I like Mamma Mia.
Oh, Mamma Mia is fantastic. Have you seen the movie? Oh, it's great. Meryl Streep is amazing.
I watched the movie with one of my exes one time.
You watched what movie?
I watched the movie with one of my exes.
That movie?
Yeah.
And?
It was at her. It was at her dad's house.
Yeah.
We were like all watching it together.
With her dad?
With her dad and her and
her mom?
Her mom. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You sat there and watched Mamma Mia with your girl's parents.
Yeah, dude. It was pretty chill.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I was playing with her little stepbrother.
Yeah.
And he had like a little toy. So there's like a pullback car.
Yeah.
And then the car goes across the room and then comes back.
Mm-hmm.
We were just playing with that the whole time when we were watching the movie. We weren't even paying attention to each other.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Who? Which girl is this?
That was Bella.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Bella, if you're listening, Brandon had a fun time playing with your stepbrother.
Do not say it like that. That's fucked up. No, but it was lit. It was cool. Cause like, I never was in a position where like that was the first time I was with a girl not fully paying 100% attention to her.
Yeah.
In the same room as her. I like, you know what I mean? Like that's a level of like next level.
Yeah.
Cause like when you're first dating somebody, you're like every time you see him, you're next to him, with him, talking.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're never like in a room together, not like somebody's focused on one thing, the other person's focused on another.
Yeah.
I don't really think that comes until, like, later on.
I get that.
So it was weird to do it in the beginning.
Yeah. It was weird for me to meet Haley's brother and sister at first. I think because it was just awkward.
Because you're like, hey.
Yeah.
So it was awkward meeting, well, it was awkward meeting her sister, too.
Yeah.
But it was, I don't know. We were chill. We had the same birthday.
Her sister?
Her sister and I have the same.
That's birthday. Interesting.
Yeah. So it's like,
yeah.
They have birthdays. The same birthday. Yeah, but no, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But it was a good time.
Oh, man. Oh.
How are you feeling there, Mr. Russell?
I'm feeling fantastic.
Oh, you?
Oh, yeah.
I guess we got 1 minute left.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you.
Oh, yeah.
That was lucky.
All right. Well, you have anything you want to say to the viewers out there?
It was fun to smoke joke and be broke with y'all. And we'll definitely do it again.
Oh, this is definitely not going to be the last smoke joke and broke sesh we got going on.
Episode 1.
This is definitely episode 1 in a long line of episodes.
Jake beat me in cards.
And a 2K.
And beat me in 2K.
Dang, you're losing on all fronts. We'll go play again. We'll go play again.
You want another round?
Yeah, yeah. All
right, I'll give you another round.
All right.
Pause. God. In 2K.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to... Is it Smoke, Joke, and Broke?
Smoke, Joke, and Broke.
And we'll see you all in the next episode. Later.
Peace.